play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The government has reaffirmed its commitment to sustainable infrastructure. Environmentalist Benjamin Mwenge has expressed concern over Zambia's worsening deforestation. In international news, South Sudan has launched a military court to enforce accountability and justice. And in sports, Kaizer Chiefs have reportedly already entered into negotiations to sign forward Percy Tau.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Government has reiterated its unwavering commitment to fostering sustainable and inclusive infrastructure development, a key driver for job creation and innovation within the nation. This commitment was underscored by Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Milupi, during the official launch of Dangote Cement Beulan Dangote National Sales Promotion in Lusaka today. Speaking at the event, Mr. Milupi emphasized the critical role of robust public-private partnerships in achieving the desired developmental outcomes for Zambia. He highlighted Dangote Cement's pivotal contribution as the very backbone of Zambia's progress, enabling the construction of essential infrastructure such as roads, bridges, schools and homes that not only connect communities, but also significantly bolster the national economy. The minister further commended Dangote Cement for its substantial efforts in reducing import dependency and creating vital local employment opportunities. The Beulan Dangote National Sales Promotion is set to run from 3 months across the country, offering an exciting opportunity for customers to win a range of meaningful prizes. By simply purchasing 10 bags or more of Dangote cement, participants stand a chance to win weekly and monthly prizes including cement, solar systems, smartphones and valuable grocery fuel vouchers. Speaking earlier, Vipal Agrawal, Country Chief Executive Officer of Dangote Cement Zambia, explained that the Beulan Dangote promotion serves as a unifying force, bringing together builders, retailers, and sales teams. The Local Government Service Commission has expressed disappointment over the poor state of the Mulala Health Post in Livingston. Speaking during a tour of the facility, Commission Vice Chairperson Brian Nduma said the current condition of the health post is not suitable to cater for the population it serves. He noted that a health facility must be equipped and maintained to provide quality service, especially when it is the primary point of care for people surrounding economies. Mr. Nduma added that the clinic must be aligned with a newly constructed maternity annex to ensure comprehensive maternal and child health services. Ngoma Lufeo of the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, has been declared the winner of parliamentary seats of Lumezi constituency. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, announced the results today, confirming Lufeo's victory with a total of 11,521 votes. This decisive win places him ahead of his closest competitor, Banda Goodson of the National Congress Party, NCP, who received 6,821 votes. The election saw participation from several candidates, including Vula Wiseman of the Citizens First, Banda Isaiah of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, Mwanza Pivila running as an independent, and Manda Nebi of the Leadership Movement. Each candidate received a portion of the votes, but none came close to matching Mr. Lufeo's strong support in the constituency. The results are formally declared by Lumezi District Returning Officer George Mutonga. In international news, a landmark military court has officially begun proceedings in Wau, capital of Western Bahr el Ghazal, aiming to address serious misconduct by members of the South Sudan's People Defense Forces. The move is seen as a critical step in enforcing discipline, upholding justice, and rebuilding trust between security forces and the civilian population. Still in international news, in Uganda, the Nakawa Chief Magistrate's Court has rejected the state's application to access data from the phones of politicians Dr. Kizza Besigye and Rahi Abeid Lutale. The CEGA Dutale and UPDF soldier captain Dennis Ola faced treason and misprison of treason charges. Chief Magistrate Christine Natenge ruled that she lacked jurisdiction to grant the order, noting that the accused had already been committed to the High Court. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Kaizer Chiefs have reportedly already entered into negotiations to sign forward Percy Tau during the current summer transfer window. The South African international is now a free agent after leaving Qatar, which signed him from Aegis Al Ahly SC last January on a six-month contract. His contract with the Qatari club has not been renewed. A potential move to Chiefs Hotel continues to be a major topic of discussion. And on that sporting note, we've come to the end of the Power FM Evening News. For more upfront and reliable news, follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, hear the headlines once more. Government has reaffirmed its commitment to sustainable infrastructure. Environmentalist Benjamin Mirenge has expressed concern over Zambia's worsening deforestation. In international news, South Sudan has launched a military court to enforce accountability and justice. And in sports, Kaizer Chiefs have reportedly already entered into negotiations to sign forward Percy Tau. This has been the Power FM Evening News. Thank you for joining us and do have a lovely evening.
The Power FM News every day. 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated.
Kwacha or more using your FNB Visa card, you earn an entry into the monthly draw. Swipe, tap or shop online and you could be one of the 16 monthly winners of 16,000 kwacha in cash. But that's not all. Spend 5,000 kwacha or more with your FNB Visa card and you could win a dream vacation for five to the breathtaking Lower Zambezi. Think thrilling safaris, stunning river sunsets and peaceful moments on the Zambezi River. An unforgettable escape could be your next adventure. And next is now. Don't wait. Use your FNB Visa card for everyday expenses like groceries, fuel, fashion, or even online shopping and get rewarded. Promotion runs every month until the